Okay, so let's pick up with the Gemara and Daf Samach Gimel with the Aleph towards the bottom, where it's two lines up from the bottom where it says Masav Rav Sheshes. Now, this is not a kasha in the most immediately preceding Gemara, because the immediately preceding Gemara was actually a continuation of Rav Yanai. This is a kasha on Rav Yanai, where we said that the Zvei Rav Yanai on Samach Beis Amad Beis, we talked about how the people in the house of Rav Yanai would borrow Perush Shvias. Now, what that meant is that they would essentially be buying Perush Shvias on credit. So they would do these Aniyim a favor. The Aniyim had just collected a whole bunch of free Perush Shvias, and the Devei Rav Yanai would say, okay, how about we'll take some of your Perush Shvias? And then in the next year, after Shemitah was over, in the eighth year, they would pay them. Now, if that was what was going on, the concern was, is there an issue of Chalipin? That in exchange for the Perush Shvias, now that this money is being used in exchange for the Perush Shvias, which means that the money is Kaddish B'Kedusha Shvias, which means that the money had to have been used up before beer. Otherwise, we're dealing with the issues of Perush Shvias. So that was the question. And what Rav Yochanan basically said is that no, when you have a delayed transaction where the services are being given way before the payment, or the payment's being given way before the services, that's not a problem, just like the case of Esnan. So now Rav Sheshes has the following kasha. He says, but take a look at the Tosefta and the Mai. Masav Rav Sheshes, Omer Adam L'chamarav U'lapolav. A person can say to his donkey drivers or to his workers, L'chuv V'ichlu B'diner Zeh, go and eat with this diner. We know that this person is obligated to feed his workers. And so he says, here's a diner to go buy lunch. Right? Or go out and get a drink with this diner. Again, go to the pizza store and get lunch. Now, a person can do this and not be concerned. He doesn't have to be concerned for shvias or meiser or yai nesach. Now, wait a second, though. We can be talking about either that this Jewish fellow has Jewish workers or non-Jewish workers. And either one, we can be talking about that the Jewish workers are amaratzim, maybe that's a concern, or maybe that they are non-Jewish workers, and then we have to figure out what the issue is. So the Mishnah, the Tosefta says, there's no concern of Shvias, no concern of Meiser, no concern of Yai Nesach. What's the potential issue? So the way the Rashi explains it over here is that suppose the workers are people who go to the store and they buy from the pizza store that they go to is owned by a fellow who is chashad on shvias. He's not careful with per shvias. And the concern is that they are going to be buying food for lunch from this fellow who is chashad per shvias, which means that he is essentially giving them per shvias, which means that the money that he receives for the transaction is going to be in exchange for per shvias. It's going to be chalipin of per shvias, and that's going to be an issue because we know that we don't like to give money. We don't, demay perish vias is going to be an issue for any person who's an Amma Arts. We're nervous that they're going to be reckless with them, so we don't want to give them more than 3 seudas' worth of money. So, one potential concern is that these workers are going to go and buy fruit, or food, whatever, from an Amma Arts who's not going to be careful with the money that's now chalipin for perish vias. So, the chiddush is, you don't have to be concerned about that. Here's your money, here's your lunch money, now go buy whatever you want. Second issue on the table is, well, maybe these guys themselves, the workers themselves, they're nice Jewish boys, but they're Amorites and they're not familiar with the halachos of Meiser. We're nervous that they themselves are going to go and buy food that had not had Meiser taken off. And that would mean then that essentially the employer, the Jewish employer, maybe he should be responsible that he had fed or facilitated feeding these Jewish workers, food that had not had Meiser taken off. So the chiddush is, no, there's no concern. And the third possibility is that if we're dealing with workers who are not Jewish, so if this Jewish fellow has non-Jewish workers and they go out to the pub to buy a drink, and now they're going to be buying Yai Nesach and eating Yai Nesach, well, then maybe that's an issue. It's his job to feed them, and now he's getting enough from Yai Nesach. So either way, the chiddush is, no, there's no concern. The Jewish employer can tell these guys, here's some lunch money, go buy lunch. And whatever they do with it is not his problem. Now, im amar lehem, su v'ichlu v'ani pareya, but what about if he says, go out and eat wherever you want, and I'll just pay the bill. Su shesu v'ani pareya, or go out and drink, and I'll pay the bill. Choshish, misham shvias, misham meiser, misham yai nesach. Then there actually is an issue of shvias, meiser, or yai nesach. So why? Alma, you see from here, ki kapara, demei iser kapara, because when he's paying demei iser. That's the issue, right? What's essentially happening over here is he is buying iser and feeding it to his employees. So he's not giving them money and saying, here's your money and go buy whatever you want. He himself is saying, go to the pub and I'll pay the bill, or go to the pizza shop and I'll pay the bill. That means essentially that he is buying Isser for them and feeding them it. So hachanami, ki kapara demei Issura kapara. So too over here, when he's paying demei Issur. Meaning to say that you see from here that even when you have a delayed payment for a product, for produce, it's considered to be chalipin. That's the issue. So same thing for Rav Yana. How could Rav Yochanan be okay with Devei Rav Yana? We said that Devei Rav Yana would borrow Perish Shvius and then pay back later, and that's not an issue of Chalipin for Perish Shvius. What are you talking about? You see from over here that when you pay later for an item, it's still considered to be like paying Demei Isser. So says the Gemara, Tir Gemara, Rav Chizda touched up, some have it as Rav Papa, but either way, so Rav Chizda touched up as Bechen V'niyam Akifod Mishtabalei. Now, the case in Tosefta, in Demai, is a specific case where the store owner is Chen V'niyam Akifod. Makifod means that literally he makes the rounds, he makes the circuit. Now, what that means over here is that, in other words, people buy from him on credit all the time, and at the end of the month, he expects everyone to pay off the tab. And so, therefore, because this is a guy you do business with all the time, mishtabedlei, that's the issue. There's a shibud right away. You've essentially, as far as we're concerned, the person who, the owner, I shouldn't say this, the employer of these fellows, he does business with this chenvini all the time. He buys from this local grocer all the time. And therefore, as far as we're concerned, it's like there's a transaction on the spot. There's a shibud right from the get-go. Since it's the derech for this guy to make the rounds, to get people to pay their tabs, so as far as he's concerned, he is no problem. I've been doing business with this guy for a long time, and I know that he's going to pay. And so therefore, as far as he's concerned, I know that he's got $100 sitting waiting for me in his living room that he's going to be paying as soon as I come around to collect the payment. So now, Aval Chenveni Shei Makifo, but if it would be a Chenveni who's not Makifo, who doesn't make the rounds, in other words, people are not buying on credit from this guy, what would be the halacha? My mother would be permitted. So again, how is this going to answer the question? The question was that Rav Yana's case should be considered to be like a case of Chalipin. You see, when you pay for a bill after you receive the goods, it's considered to be Chalipin. So the answer is no, it's not considered to be Chalipin in that case for that reason. It's that from the get-go, the minute that they make the arrangement with this guy, when they walk into the store to buy the fruit, he knows that there's $100 waiting for him already, and it's as though there's an exchange right then and there. That's why it's considered to be chalipin, as opposed to a case like Dvei Rav Yana. They didn't know those aniyim very well. They wanted to help him out, but they didn't know them very well. There was no buying on credit, so to speak, in a typical manner, and therefore there is no shibud. It's not like they could rest assured that there was $100 waiting for them on the dining room table, and therefore when they pay later, it's not that there's no actual chalipin occurring. That's the basic terrors. When there's a shibud, I know that there's $100 waiting for me, and as far as I'm concerned, there's an exchange right then and there. I'm giving you the fruit. My $100 is sitting on your dining room table. I just have to come and get it from you. That's the basic idea. Now, says the Gemara, wait a second. If that's true, adatani tzu v'ichlu bedinerza tzu shesu bedinerza. When the Braisa told us the case of a case where it's permitted, like what's a case where the employer, what he is allowed to do with his employee, he's allowed to tell them, here's a diner, go and buy lunch, here's a diner, go and get a drink. That's perfectly fine. So it sounds like that's the cases that we could come up with, that the Tana could come up with, where it's permitted. But what you're telling me right now is that as long as we're not dealing with a chenveni who's makifo, if you're dealing with a chenveni shei makifo, there's also no problem with me telling them, go out to lunch and I'm going to pay the bill. So, what you're telling me is correct, that that's the case where it's permitted for the employer to tell his employees, go out, here's a diner to go out and buy lunch. Why don't we split up and teach, we should spell out further. When are we limited in this way to say that it has to be, here's a diner, go buy lunch? That's b'chenvini makifo. That's specifically when we're dealing with a chenveni who makes the rounds to mishtabele, where there's a shibud from the get-go, that he knows that there's $100 with his name in it waiting on my dining room table. He just has to come and make the rounds. But if we're dealing with a chenveni who's not makifo, mutter, then it's mutter entirely. You don't even have to make such an arrangement. The ode, and furthermore, chenveni shema akifo, milo mishtabele, is that really true? That if you're dealing with a chenveni who doesn't make the rounds, and where you're telling me that if it's a chenveni that people do not buy typically buying credit from, there's no shibud? Is that really true? That in order for there to be a shibud from the get-go, it has to be that we have this whole system worked out where I constantly buy on credit from you, and that you're expecting, you know, there's $100 sitting on the table. That's the only case where there's a shibud. There is no shibud. I thought Rava told us. If a person tells his chaver, he says, look, I know that you don't want to lend this guy, I know that you don't want to lend Reuven money, but he's also not going to take money from me. So do me a favor. You give him money, and I'll be essentially a guarantor. You can lend him the money, and all of my nechasim are going to be nikna to you. V'yiknu kol nechasai lach. So kanami dinar, the halacha is that it is an effective kinyan because of the rules of Arev. In other words, let's plug in names this time. So Reuven goes over to Shimon. He says, look, I know that you don't want to lend Levi any money. So do me a favor. I have a plenty of money, and you know that. So Reuven tells Shimon, you lend him money, and all of my nechasim will be nikna to you. You'll have a lien, essentially, on all of my nechasim in case he doesn't pay back the money. I'll be the guarantor. So the halach is, it does work. It does work that way. Now, wait a second, though. How is it kona? How is there an effective kinyan? How is it that we say that the person is, this fellow who gives the money to his friend, is, so when Shimon gives the money to Levi, we say that Shimon does, in fact, acquire all of the properties that Reuven is committing to the chov. How could that be? I thought you said that doesn't work this way, unless we're dealing with a chenmini that's makifa, there's not going to be a shibud, but over here there's a shibud. So says the Gemara, Elam Rava. So rather Rava says like this, Lo shna makiva, lo shna shei makiva. No, it doesn't really make a difference whether we're dealing with a chenmini who typically makes the rounds and people typically buy in credit or not. Avagav de meshabale, even if there is a shibud, irrelevant. Kivin de lo miyachid, shibude lo mitzer. Since he did not designate his shibud, there is no iser. In other words, for Rava, he says the critical point over here that makes problems is whether he designated a shibud. So if he did not designate money immediately from the get-go for this for the chenveni who's going to be the pizza owner, who's going to be feeding his workers that day, so then there's no chalipin. That's the point over here. So wait a second. So what you're telling me now is that in the first case of this tosefta, when the guy tells us, Paulim, here's $100, go buy lunch, that's not going to be a problem. But if he says, go eat lunch and I'll pay the bill, that is going to be a problem. So you're telling me right now that it depends on whether he was, and whether there was a money designated or not. It's irrelevant if there's a shibud, but if it's irrelevant if it's a chenmin makif or not makif, the only thing that we care about is if he's miyachid the shibud or not. If there's no miyachid the shibud, if he doesn't designate a shibud, a specific item that he's going to be paying the bill with, then there's no issue. There's no iser at all. So says the Gemara, wait a second, if that's true, alahacha amai choshesh mishum shvias. Well then, wait a second, why is it that in the second part of the Braisa, you said that if he says, go out and eat lunch, and I'll pay the bill, that's fine. That's not okay. That's not fine. So why should that be, though? I thought, if there's no shibud, if he didn't designate money as a shibud to pay the debt with, to pay the bill, so then there's no issue. So why are you telling me then, choshesh mishum shvias? Am I choshesh mishum shvias? Holom yachad shibud. He didn't designate a shibud. He didn't designate money or something specific to be to pay the debt with. So hacham rav shei, amar papa, kegon shehiktim lo dinar. So papa explained, I'll tell you what the pshat is. It's that he was makdim a dinar. He did. The baal abayis, the employer, already sent in advance a dinar to the chenveni before he sent his employees out to lunch. So if that's the case, that's essentially, as far as we're concerned, that's like the baal abayis is actually feeding the minister. That's the problem. It's like he's buying food and then feeding them that food, and that would be a problem. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Amar Rav Kana, Amrisa l'shmai tekamei terv zvid minarda. I said over the shtickle dara terv zvid. Amar li, and he told me, ihachi, if that's true, if that's how you want to say the pshat in the braises, adatani tzu v'ichlu. Once you tell me the case is the case in the second part of this tosefta, the case was go out and eat lunch and then I'm going to pay the bill, then the formulation of the case is incorrect. He says, it should really be, go out to lunch, go out and eat, and I'm going to make a cheshbon. In other words, I've already given him a dinar in advance, I've already paid him money, now we're just going to have to deduct from whatever I have on credit. That's the point. But, so then that's what it should say. That's what it should really be. So if your explanation of the case is correct, then the words of the Braisa do not seem to make sense. So Amalei, so he said back to him, Tani tzu vani mechashev. So you're right. Revise it a little bit. That's what it should say. It should say tzu vani mechashev. Okay, either way, so we have two terutzim so far. The first one is that how do we resolve the stira? How do we resolve the kash that we have on Rav Yanai from the Tosefta? So the first part says Rav Chisda that we're talking about chenemini makifo de mishtabedlei. So then we have a couple of kashas in that. So that leads us to Rava's teretz, that no, it doesn't make a difference if it's chen mi'akif or not. It depends on whether there's a shibud, whether he's miyachad a shibud. In the first part of the Braisa, he was miyachad, he was not miyachad a shibud. That's why there's no issue. The second part of the Braisa, once we're finished, Rav Papa explains, is that he was makdim lo dinar. So we had a couple of kashas on this. Then the formulation of the Braisa should be a little bit different. Okay, either way. Now, third tarts. Rav Ashi Amar Kigon Shenotel V'Nasim B'Yad. Rav Ashi explains, no, I'll explain to you what's going on over here. The case is that he was Nasa, meaning he already received the item from the Chen V'Ni. Shenotel V'Nasim B'Yad. In other words, he receives from the Chen V'Ni and he gives it to the workers, in which case that is actually a problem. He receives the pizza. He picks up the pizza from the pizza guy, who's chashed on shvius. Let's say now he's feeding it to his workers. Now that's an issue. So over here, it's not an issue of paying a delayed payment and that there's a chalipin. The issue is that he essentially made a kinyan, right? If the employer picks up the pizza from this guy who's chashed on shvius, let's say, or whatever it is. And so now he picks up this stuff, and he picks up the pizza, drops it off by his employees, and now he's going to pay the bill. It's irrelevant that he's paying the bill later. That's not the issue. The issue is that he was kona with Mashiach, which means that if, let's say, he went out to the store and he bought Yain Nesach, and now he gives the Yain Nesach to his employees, so that's going to be a problem. He's actively feeding them Yain Nesach. That's the issue over here. And that's why we say that if he says, Tzu Shetzu Vani Parea, that case, that's why there's a problem. As opposed to Rav Yana, that's not what's going on. In Rav Yana's case, they're getting the Shemitah produce in advance. They're getting it on credit, and a year later, they're going to be paying. That's a totally different story. So that's Rav Ashi's teretz. Now, the problem is, Amar Rav Yama, Rav Ashi, if that's true, Adatani Tzu V'Uchlu, Tzu Shesu, what does he tell them in the Braisa? The way that we have in our Braisa is that he says, go out and drink, and I'm going to pay the bill. That's what it sounds like. It doesn't sound like he's saying, I'm going to pick up pizza for you guys, or I'm going to pick up drinks for you guys. So then, tu v'ichlu tu shesu, once the Braisa is saying that, tu v'ichlu tu shesu, he should be telling them, here, take the pizza and eat it, take a drink, and have it to drink. Mibaylev, that's what it should really be saying. Amalei, so he says back to him, yeah, tani tu v'ichlu tu shesu, you're right, that's what it should really be saying in the Braisa. Let's revise it a little bit. What it really should read is, take it from me and eat it. That's what he should be saying. Okay, so either way, where does this leave us? We had a kashet from Rav Sheshes and Rav Yanai, that how could the Veir of Yanai borrow Peir Shvius and then pay for them a year later? You're telling me that that's not an Ishva Chalipa Peir Shvius because they're paying a whole year later. But what are you talking about? If we have the Tosefta and Demai. The Tosefta and Demai says that a person can tell his employees, go out, here's some money for lunch, go out and buy lunch. But he cannot say, eat lunch and I'm going to pay the bill. So you see that when you pay later, it's still a problem. So we have three Thurutzim at the end today from the Gemara. The first one is from Rav Chisda, who says, the Braisa is discussing a chen v'ni makifo. When you have a chen v'ni makifo, they regularly do this. He buys in credit all the time. So the chen v'ni is the minute that he's offering the pizza to the employees, or what the pub owner is giving drinks to the employees. So he knows that there's $100 with his name on it in the dining room of the owner, of the employer, of the fellow who's sending his guys out to lunch. And so therefore, that is considered to be a chalipin. It's opposed to Rav Yanai, that's not a chen v'ni makifo. There's no issue over there. So we had a couple of problems with that, which leads us to Rava's teretz, which is that no, it's nothing to do with chen v'ni makif or not. It's a question of whether he designated something for the shibud. So if he designated for the shibud, then that's where there's a problem. If there's no designation of shibud, so then there's no issue. So Gemara says, okay, so what about the second part of the Braisa, where we say that you're not allowed to say, go out for lunch and I'm going to pay the bill? What's the issue? He wasn't miyachad a shibud. So Rav Papa explains it's because he was makdim a diner. So We had some problems with that also, and ultimately we have the third teretz, which is Rav Ashi's teretz, and he says that the case over here is that the employer goes to the pizza store, he goes to the pub to pick up drinks for his workers, and he's just going to pay the bill. That's a problem. He's actively feeding them yai nesach. He's actively feeding them this payer shvia stuff, or the stuff that hadn't had maaser, etc. And that's really the issue over here. And so now we have problems with that in the lashon of the Rais as well. Okay, but either way, that's the sugya.